In the past few years, dozens of young bands have taken up ska, the original Jamaican style of rhythm and blues. Ska faded in Jamaica some 30 years ago, but renewed interest has prompted numerous reissues. Music critic Milo Miles reviews some recent reissues centered on the most influential ska band, the Skatalites.
Ska has undergone two revivals since its heyday in Jamaica. The first was the two-tone movement in the early 80s, mostly confined to England. The second is the ska boom right now, with bands like Sublime, No Doubt, and the Mighty Mighty Bosstones. Ska's appeal is obvious. It's danceable with a very tough guy sound. Its structure of horns and heavy beats is simple but not simplistic, and it can be twisted into endless variations. Besides, bands with strong, rootsy flavors always get extra points from me. Having said that, I have to add that ska has lost a little grace each time it's come back. More than ever nowadays, ska feels like a fashion to put on. The old Jamaican ska performers knew they were innovators, not a look back. And originally, the music was not just stomping, but swinging, full of tricky jazz inflections. The best way to hear this is to check out instrumentals by the Skatalites. Skatalites were not just a crack instrumental outfit and the house band at Coxon Dodd's hit-making studio. In terms of influence on Jamaican music, the Skatalites were the equivalents of Louis Armstrong's Hot Fives and Hot Sevens in jazz. They laid the foundation and set the standards for everything that came later. And all this from a band that officially lasted only 14 months, from June 1964 to August 1965. A version of the Skatalites records and tours to this day. Of the nine original members, the standout performers were the two tenor sax men, Tommy McCook and Roland Alfonso, and above all, trombonist Don Drummond. Drummond's coherent, passionate solos impressed American jazz masters like J.J. Johnson. But he was already taking medication for mental illness when he stabbed his girlfriend to death on New Year's Day, 1965. He played only sporadically after that and died in an institution 4 years later. On a happier note, the Skatalites recorded so many sides, they must have slept in the studio during their brief existence. More of their work is available than ever before. The collection that shows the Skatalites at their most diverse came out several years ago as Ska Bonanza. It's a double CD also sold in two single volumes. Here we have the Skatalites backing potent singers like Bob Marley and the Wailers and Toots and the Maytals. There's also splinter outfits like Don Drummond and his group in feisty, rare workouts. Dedicated fans are advised to seek out a pair of widely distributed French imports that include later and more well-rehearsed Skatalites numbers. The instrumentals are on an album called Ska, Tribute to the Skatalites. The collection with the band backing up vocalists is called Hog in a Coco. The purest Skatalites of all is on the new double CD set called Foundation Ska, which includes 32 prime sides and excellent copious liner notes. The most poignant track here is an odd tune with heavy roots percussion, Woman a Come. It's sung by Margarita Mahfoud, and yes, that's Don Drummond's girlfriend.
Milo Miles is features editor for Soundstone.com.